Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website, HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-Sean. You want to be a part of the program. Now heading towards 700,000 early votes in the state of Georgia. My only fear about that number is early voting tends to favor Democrats because there's been this reluctance, resistance among conservatives and Republicans to buy into early voting and mail-in voting. And I'm saying until you get to the point where you can change the system, make Election Day a holiday, and allow people to, if they want, they can apply for an absentee ballot. If you're in the military, if you're sick, elderly, infirmed, maybe you're going to be out of town on business, you can apply for an absentee ballot that way. But then you have partisan observers in every precinct watching the voting taking place and then the vote counting from start to finish up close. And then that nobody will ever question election results ever again in the future. But until you get to that system by electing Republican governors and Republican legislatures, you got to stick with the system you got. And the system you got is, okay, now, for example, in this runoff in Georgia, you got early voting, which tends to favor Democrats, and Republicans then end up on Election Day 1 week from today behind the eight ball. Anyway, in the this is Herschel Walker, probably his latest ad, slamming Raphael Warnock over the management of this Columbia Towers issue.
I'm Herschel Walker, and I approve this message.
Reverend Warnock prays on the poor. Warnock's apartments are filled with mold, filth, human feces, even rotting corpses. Warnock's church pays him $7,000 a month for housing while he leaves people living in filth.
Shame on you. No, I hate to say, you know, it's shame on you.
Senator Warnock, what are you doing to address the situation with the mold and corpses at Columbia Towers?
Warnock exploits the poor and serves himself.
Wow, there was a Free Beacon article that Warnock steered $16 million to a project that benefited the co-owner of the controversial low-income apartment complex. Anyway, with us is former Speaker of the House. He knows Georgia really well. Newt Gingrich is with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, and frankly, I'm pretty excited by what's happening. I think that a lot of Republicans are turning out. I think that Governor Kemp, coming off his big victory, has piled on, and he and his team are doing everything they can to convince Republicans that this is a really important race, which it is. The difference between Herschel Walker winning and the Republicans being in a power-sharing 50-50, and Warnock winning and the Democrats being in the majority 51-49, that difference is enormous, because if you have 50-50, then every committee is even. And that means the Democrats can't report anything out without Republican support. But if you're at 51-49, every committee will have a Democrat majority, and they will be able to report out the weirdest judges, the strangest appointees, and the most obnoxious bills, and you won't be able to stop them. So this is actually a very big race over whether or not the Senate will have an ability for Republicans to block all the bad things that we know that Biden wants to do. And I think my sense is, by the way, that a lot of the early voting is Republicans.
Why is that your sense? I mean, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the demographics. I'm looking at the comparisons that are on.
Because our mutual friend Randy Evans went to vote and was shocked by the turnout, both the scale of it. He said he lives in Smyrna, which has been a Democratic area, and the turnout was overwhelmingly Republican. And he was just really surprised. In fact, he took a picture and sent it to me, and I think I sent it to you as a text message, and just said, you look at that line, and you're looking at people who are going to vote for Herschel. And I think that Herschel's also being helped by Georgia being in the SEC championship on Saturday, and by the fact this is the first University of Georgia team to be undefeated since Herschel Walker was playing at Georgia. And so it sort of brings up a lot of pride for University of Georgia alumni. And I think there's a sense of going out to help him get elected. I think my sense is, you know, again, I also give Governor Kemp a lot of credit. He's put together a great political organization. He beat Stacey Abrams by a big margin. He actually got, I think, 20,000 more votes than Herschel. And if he can convince the Kemp voters to now turn up for Herschel, this is going to be a very exciting election night.
Let me play this ad. You mentioned Governor Kemp, and he did cut this ad for Herschel. Let me play it.
What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently?
Nothing. I'm not going to change anything in any fundamental way.
Families are struggling because of Biden's inflation, and Washington won't change unless we make them. Georgia's doing better than the rest of the country because we stood up for hardworking families. Herschel Walker will vote for Georgia, not be another rubber stamp for Joe Biden. That's why I'm backing Herschel, and I hope you'll join me in voting for him, too.
Senate Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I mean, I think that's big, I think, for a lot of reasons. I mean, the governor has proven himself extremely popular. I think it was pretty easy going up against the person that said the worst state to live in is the state she wanted to be the governor of. I don't think I've heard a politician make that big a blunder, or the disaster, which is Jim Crow 2.0, and they turn out record. I mean, an astounding record of voting in Georgia history in this past general election. And by the looks of it, this runoff might be breaking records as well.
Yeah, it may actually be higher turnout than it was for the presidential campaign. I mean, for some reason, people are on fire. They figured out this really matters. And I think they want Herschel to win. Now we'll find out, you know, next Tuesday night. But I'm very encouraged by what I've heard so far and by what I see from the campaign effort.
Yeah. Let's look more broadly at elections have changed. And you said something that I think was very, very interesting, because, look, you're a historian, number one, you're a professor, number two, and you're a great strategic thinker and politician, number three. And when you made the statement that you have to rethink every political election model that you ever believed in after this election, that took me by surprise. As I look at it and discern objectively what I think happened, I think part of it is that the way we vote has changed and changed dramatically. So Republicans are not playing on a level playing field, and part of it, you know, part of the blame has to go to them, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. Look, I think one of my conclusions, and Joe Gaylord and I just did a podcast at Newt's World where we talked about what we've learned so far. As sort of an initial tentative response. And I think part of it is that their mechanisms are just better than ours, partly because they have the advantage of Google and Facebook and what have you. You know, Google was methodically not delivering Republican fundraising emails in the last 4 days of the month. I mean, there are a lot of things going on to make it harder. But in addition, you put your finger on a key point. Republicans have this tendency to hold on to the money and then spend it in October. But if you have a third to half of your vote in the ballot box before you run your ad, then you're missing the whole point. And I think we have to recognize also that in a number of states, Pennsylvania is a good example, Oz had $40 million in negative ads from his opponent in the primary. He came out of the primary exhausted with no money, and for about 5 weeks, the Democrats were defining Oz and he had no money to match them. Well, by the time they finish defining you, you're now clawing your way up out of a pretty deep hole. And I think that the Republicans have to have the guts to review everything, to recognize that their consultant model may be wrong, their core campaign model may be wrong. Now, I mean, this is not a disaster. We won a lot of governorships by huge margins. We got over 3 million more votes than the Democrats for the House. There are a lot of things that give me hope. I mean, we've had a substantial increase in the Hispanic vote, a substantial increase in the Asian American vote, a modest but real increase in the African American vote. The only age group we lost was under 29, and I think that's something we can work with and we can change. But every other age group, we were doing fine. And I think that so I don't think we need to be despondent and defeated, but we do have to recognize that there were some things the Democrats were doing better than us. And, you know, it's a little bit like a football team. If you go out there and the other guys invented two or three new plays, you had better learn how to stop them, and you better learn how to win, or there's no point in showing up.
What do you think, and I've thrown this at you once or twice already, but I want to get your thoughts on it. I call it accelerated migration. You have a combination of the baby boomers now ready to retire. They want to go to states that have lower taxes, better weather, accelerated by COVID because they don't like shutdowns. They want their kids to have in-person learning. And so states like Indiana and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, et cetera, they're all moving to Tennessee, the Carolinas, Florida, and Texas, making those states harder for any Republican to win the presidency and get to the magic number of 270 electoral votes. Do you think there's some truth to what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think there's some truth. On the other hand, if Latinos continue to migrate towards us, that will more than offset the impact of internal migration. And if Asian Americans keep coming our way, and I think we had a 17-point increase in Asian American support for Republicans between 2018 and 2022. And despite all the talk about abortion, by the way, we actually did substantially better with women in 22 than we did in 2018.
Mr. Speaker, we won the popular vote. When do we ever win the popular vote? Never.
Well, we did some in the 1980s, and the Democrats had gerrymandered us out of winning. I mean, if I had said to you back in January, the margin of the majority in the House will be seats from New York and California, you would have thought.
Never would have
crazy.
Believed it. I would have called you crazy.
I wouldn't have believed either. But things evolve, and I think.
What is your big takeaway? What are the changes that need to be made? Because you've had time to digest these numbers, as I have, and those are the two big things I come up with, is that Republicans need to embrace, whether they like the system or not, the one that they have, not the one they wish they've had. And number two, they better pay attention to this migration issue because, yeah, Florida will win by 19 percentage points. We don't have to worry about Ohio anymore, but we're going to be fighting like hell for Georgia and Pennsylvania. And if Wisconsin and Michigan were hard before, they're going to be harder now. And the same with Arizona.
Yeah, I would say a couple of things. One, I think that we have to recognize Democrats focus on the election. We focus on the campaign. And I think we need to learn to focus on the election. I mean, what matters is how many votes do you get in the ballot box, not how many TV ads do you run. And our consulting model is basically wrong because it rewards the consultants to be overly committed on television and not as committed on the ground game and on early voting. Second, I would say we have got to figure out how to break into Gen Z and how to compete there. That's the one group we got beaten badly in. It is doable. But it requires us
is,
to be.
Is it because they wanted their student loan debt forgiven? Is that why?
Oh, I think it was a combination. It became the in thing to do. And I am told that a number of universities, they actually offered people additional points on their final score if they go vote. So I think you had 73% turnout in Ann Arbor, for example, the University of Michigan. I mean, just amazing. And I'd say that the other thing we have to recognize is something we've worked on a lot at America's newmajority.com, which people can go see for themselves, there is a cultural majority that's huge, but we don't translate it into a political majority. And because they are a machine in places like New York, I mean, how can the governor, given the crime record, given everything else going on, how can she get 69% of the vote in New York City? Well, that's a machine problem. That's not just a conversion problem, but that's figuring out that they have built a real machine.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. All right, we continue more with Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. What about candidate selection? Like Mastriano, for example, a nice guy. You met him. You were at our town hall in Pennsylvania. But no exceptions for rape, incest, or the mother's life on abortion in a purple state. Oz did make those exceptions, and he did have ticket splitting that were double digits. I mean, Mastriano lost by, a whopping 14 points. Oz by, what, two and a half points?
Yeah, and this was happening all over the country. Ron Johnson ran well ahead of the candidate for governor, and the candidate for governor was like Mastriano. I mean, I think part of what people have to recognize, no matter how pro-life you are personally, you are not going to win an election with a hard-line, no-exception position. You can win an election with exceptions for rape and incest and life of the mother. You can win an election with a cutoff at, say, 15 weeks, which is actually much preferable to people than the Democratic Party position of abortion with taxpayer paying for it all the way up through the ninth month. But again, you've got to understand that the country was sending certain signals. They weren't going to go that far. And you just have to decide, are you a political party trying to win an election, or are you an issue-oriented group that wants to make a statement while you get beat?
Oh, I think you raised a lot of good questions. And I think we're going to get to the answer sooner than later. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of analysis in the days, weeks, months ahead. And hopefully they make, make adjustments and they adapt to the changing conditions that are in the country, and then hopefully bring in a system that makes more sense. Anyway, Newt Gingrich, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Good talking to you.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Peter Ducey did a great job yesterday. John Kirby was the White House press secretary for the day. Anyway, Ducey grilling him on the issue of oil companies now drilling in Venezuela, and now they're going to make a murdering thug dictator like Maduro rich when 50% of the world doesn't even recognize him as the legitimately elected president of Venezuela. Listen.
On the sanctions relief for Venezuela, why is it that President Biden would rather let U.S. companies drill for oil in Venezuela than here in the U.S.?
That's not an accurate take on the president's view.
Earlier this month, he said no more drilling. There is no more drilling. Does the president think there's some benefit to the climate to drill oil in Venezuela and not here?
No, it has nothing to do with a benefit to the climate here.
Pretty unbelievable. No answer for that at all whatsoever. Kevin McCarthy made a challenge to Joe Biden in the administration invited Biden to the border and explained to explain how bad it is. Why is there this resistance? Why won't Kamala Harris, the border czar, why won't Joe Biden go down there? Why won't they look for themselves and see what these states are having to deal with? I'll tell you the answer, because they know what's going on down there. They don't care. They support it. They're advocating it. And Chuck Schumer made it clear after the election that he wants amnesty for every illegal immigrant. Anyway, here's McCarthy saying that and talking about how out of control the border is right now.
I think the administration got an indication it's going to be different.
How so?
I invited the president to go to the border with me. I explained to the president, he asked me about the border, so I told him about my current trip. Just in El Paso, on one overhang of a freeway, 70,000 people have come across in the last 7 weeks. If we would send people back to the country that they came from, the border agents would tell you they stopped coming. The border agents themselves are cut short, that there's not enough of them, that they're sitting and working the job as processing. We could have somebody else do that job so they could be out front. I explained to the president what I saw, where you could see the videos of these cartels literally shooting tracers at our National Guard. A woman hung because she didn't pay the cartel. Her feet cut off, put on fire, that the cartel's controlling as you watch them across. But I also explained to him what's happening when it comes to fentanyl. There's not just any city. Every city today is now a border city. Your affinity with Bakersfield now. In our own junior high, a junior high, the age of 13, brought 150 fentanyl pills to school. It's killing our youngest generation from 18 to 45, the number one factor. Coming from China, making these cartels wealthy. So you've got to lean on President Xi. You got to stop the cartels. And my expression to the president, too, was it is a different situation now that it's become so bad that we need to have our own military embedded with the border agents to be able to be on a level competing with these cartels and what they have done. The control of our border is lost right now. That is why I asked Homeland Security Secretary to resign. And come January 3rd, we'll have an investigation of why the border has become the situation it is, and not to allow them to continue along the same path.
All right, let's get to our busy phones here. Crazy times we're living in. Let's say hi to, is it Jed is in Florida? Jed, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm great, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
I wanted to talk a little bit about, I grew up in South Florida. My father was a...
Yeah, you're breaking up on me. Let me try and get you back. Let's try Barbara in Florida. Barbara, how are you?
Hi, Sean. Great pleasure.
What's going on?
To you. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. The pleasure's all mine. Glad you called.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment about the situation with Twitter and the people who are swearing that they're going to leave because of Elon Musk. You know, I've never had a Twitter account in my life. But if it will help more liberals to leave the platform, I will gladly create an account and pay my $8. And I'll create an account for my husband and pay his $8 too.
Well, by the way, you only need the $8 if you get a blue check mark, meaning it authenticates somebody that's in the public eye. So you don't have to pay the $8. You can just sign up for free and get your own Twitter handle. I'm interested. Well, let me backtrack. I find this, everything about Elon Musk is pretty fascinating to me. This guy's got a wicked sense of humor. The left can't take it. They're bubbling and fizzing. It's sort of like the same reaction they have to Donald Trump. I found his tweet, his tease about dropping a bombshell about how Twitter free speech suppression files that he found. I'm assuming that has to do with Hunter Biden's laptop issue weeks before the 2020 election. So I would really look forward to seeing what he has on that. Then he takes on Apple and Apple's power in a series of tweets yesterday. He accused Apple of threatening to pull Twitter from its app store and trying to censor Twitter. And his answer is fine. I'll take on Apple and I'll build a better phone than they do and I'll take them on. And anyway, so he's going up against some of the most powerful forces in the country. He seems pretty fearless to me. And he actually wrote, this is a battle for the future of civilization. If free speech is lost in America, tyranny is all that lies ahead. I mean, he's just a smart guy. I find what he says unique and interesting. I love his combative personality, and he certainly has, you know, it's just interesting to watch him work. That's what I find. So I said when AOC said she's not going to pay the $8, he says basically don't let the door hit you on the way out. I wrote, well, if that's going to, you know, cause squad members to leave Twitter, then I'm willing to pay the $8 because that's going to be a better place. Twitter is so dominated by the left, which is why I don't even have my Twitter account password. My staff will not give it to me because I told them to never give it to me, even if I beg for it.
Well, I understand that. I've never seen the need to have Twitter. I've been cautioned a couple of times on Facebook that I was being inappropriate, not meeting their community guidelines. But I love Elon Musk. I think he's doing a wonderful job. I'm fascinated by him, and I think it's going to take somebody like him to take on the left.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fascinating. Anyway, yeah, good call.
We have money to tell them what to do, you know.
Barbara, great call. Hope you'll check in often. We appreciate it. I did like the Alyssa Milano exchange, Linda. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and she said she traded in her Tesla, and she got an electric vehicle from Volkswagen. And I did not know the history of Volkswagen. Apparently, was created by the Nazis in World War II.
Yeah, I think it's it's really a shame. You know, Alyssa Milano. I struggle a lot. Anthony and I talk about this all the time. I really do struggle with watching anything or listening to anything anymore because these people that are just, you know, talking heads or musicians, you know, like do your craft, whatever that is, and stay out of politics because you have no idea what you're talking about. And not for nothing, if you're going to tweet something and blast the CEO of a company, please do your homework, get your facts straight. Like if I was going to tweet something to like at Jack when he was running Twitter, and I was going to blast him, I can promise you I would do my homework before I blasted him on his own platform. Like, she's so stupid. I mean, it's not even hard. Like, if you're going to say something like that, do a little bit of homework. Try a little harder. But she's so used to having other people write her words for her and just hopping on a bandwagon and trying to stay relevant. Just be quiet. Live in your moment. Who's the boss is done. It's done. Time to move on. Let it go. It's okay.
What year was that, the 80s or the 90s?
Yes, that's the 80s, you know?
Oh my gosh.
And that was a great show.
I don't really care about her. To me, it's just interesting how wrong they are. One thing that, you know, we spent a lot of time today talking about Georgia and the elections, et cetera, et cetera. This is one truth that I know this audience doesn't want to hear. There are way more people that have been buying into radical socialism, climate alarmism, than we have any idea about. I mean, to us, to anybody with a brain, it's obvious that the lifeblood of the world's economy is oil, gas, and coal. There is no alternative. There are no renewables that can fill the gaps, even come close to filling the gaps. And that means for the near future, defined as the next couple of decades. So, you know, here's Elon Musk. I'll give you another example of him. Even he is saying, and this is Mr. Electric Vehicle, that we're going to have to drill more. We're going to have to get more natural gas and frack because we don't have the technology that they say they want to transition to. Transition to what? You know, when Joe Biden made the comment, no new coal plants, and we're going to shut the plants down. Okay, what are you going to replace it with? It'll be fascinating to see this winter. First of all, people's reaction to the high cost of heating their homes. Secondly, what happens if the New England power grid shuts down because they don't have enough natural gas to run it?
Which is
a very real possibility. Go ahead.
Can I say something to all of this? You know, I was thinking this yesterday. I didn't say anything because I was too angry. But today I'm a little bit more even keel, I think, because I feel so exhausted by the whole thing, which is,
I'm exhausted.
I'm so sick and tired of just dealing with stupid and willful ignorance, like the actual original definition of ignorance. Like you're choosing to not know, which, okay, fine. My issue is this. Right now, we got a bunch of kids that are sick, right? Because we masked them up and we kept them home and now we threw them all back together. And there's this just like exacerbated cold and flu season with the RSV. And, you know, my little guys are no exception to this and we're kind of all going through it. But what's really troubling is you go to the pharmacy, you go to the store, you don't have baby formula, you don't have baby Motrin, you don't have kids Motrin. You don't have cough and cold syrup for kids. You don't have amoxicillin, Tamiflu. You don't have anything because 90% of our stuff is made in China. Now, the hard part about all of this is that now we have our antibiotics and our pharmaceuticals, which have been for years been being made in China. We have our oil and our energy supply coming from communist dictators and countries that don't support American ways of life in any way, shape, or form. And then we're completely and totally bankrupting our own nation all at the same time. And people want to talk about things that have absolutely nothing to do with stuff that we actually care about, like putting food on the table, because you can't put food on the table because we're on the verge of a railroad strike. We've got China in a massive lockdown for no reason other than control, which we get 30 to 40% of just some of our basic goods from them beyond just the medicines. And I talked to somebody today and she's like, I don't understand what's happening in the world. And she meant it sincerely. And I said, well, what, when you think of global warming, what do you think of? And she was like, oh, I just feel like we need to protect our world and we need to go green. I said, okay, well, what does go green mean to you? What does that mean? And she just kind of looked at me. I'm like, get off of the soapbox and tell me what it means to you. And she's like, to put my plastic in recycling. I'm like, okay, well, plastic is made from oil and oil comes from the earth. And we are the number one country in technology and clean drilling and clean hydrofracking. You look at places like India and China and Venezuela, they're not doing Russia. We're not doing clean drilling over there. It's dirty. It's not good for the environment. So if you really care about the environment, bring it back to America. I mean, sorry that I'm on a tangent here, but it just ticks me off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Listen, the lack of knowledge and the level of ignorance is mind numbing.
Yes.
It just is. And the thing is, they think we're crazy. And they're the ones that are absolutely nuts.
And can I play one more thing, Sean, that you've played that I think we should play again? We've got this scientist talking about, okay, you don't want to use oil. You want to use electric cars. Let me explain to you how that really works. Go ahead, Jay.
Do we want to go all electric by 2035? Is it practical to do it now?
Well, we can make this whole discussion easy with the two-letter word, no. There's no such thing, of course, as a zero-emissions vehicle. The real question is, where are the emissions associated with the electric car? Because what you do with an electric vehicle is you don't eliminate emissions, you export them somewhere else. You have to dig up about 500,000 pounds of materials to make a single 1,000-pound battery. It takes 100 to 300 barrels of oil to manufacture a battery that can hold one barrel of oil equivalent of energy. Just manufacturing the battery can have a carbon debt rate ranging from 10 tons to 40 tons of CO2. And the plans that are in place to increase the use of batteries will require an increase in production of minerals like lithium, cobalt, zinc. Demand for those minerals will increase between 400% and 4,000%. There isn't enough mining in the world to make enough batteries for that many people for their car.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go. Who's been saying this? 22 grand more to build an electric vehicle over a gas powered vehicle. That's what it costs. 22 grand more. Then you got to use heavy equipment that uses diesel to pillage Mother Earth for the manganese, the cobalt and nickel and all the other minerals necessary. Then you're going to power up the electric vehicle with a grid that is 90% built on fossil fuels. How does that make any sense? It doesn't. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox News, Senator Ted Cruz, Kevin McCarthy, Kellyanne Conway, Mike Huckabee, Mark Meadows, Pete Hegseth, Leo 2.0, Terrell, and Pam Bondi. News you'll never get from the media mob. 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then back here tomorrow. And thank you for making this show possible.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.